With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The Transportation Security Administration issued its employees back pay on Monday after President Trump signed an order for them to be paid, even as a partial shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security drags on. The paychecks appeared to have relieved severe congestion at some airport TSA checkpoints. U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran have driven up prices, darkened the outlook for the world economy, and sent global stock markets reeling. Ongoing strikes and counterstrikes on Persian Gulf refineries, pipelines, gas fields, and tanker terminals threaten to prolong the global economic pain for months. Air Canada announced Monday that its CEO will retire later this year after Michael Rousseau was criticized for his English-only message of condolence following this month's deadly crash in New York. Canada's largest airline, based in French-speaking Quebec, said that Rousseau told the board he will leave by the end of the third quarter. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.